H2 79?
179.
179.
They were giving additional summaries, and they said strategy or the search for instruments for implementation.
They want you to send suggestions to them.
And it said top of page 180 says, when the model was presented at the UN, so I don't know if it's already been presented.
Oh, you can bet it. It's been discussed at the UN for a long time. They were discussing it up there in the 80s when I was looking at the early 80s when I was looking at this, and they thought it was just about a done deal then.
It said the suggestion was made by Bullion, and I believe that's a guy's name.
Okay, now I'm looking at some names. There's which name are you looking at now?
Well, the what I'm reading you right now, I've got written here that it's on the top of page 180.
Okay, let's look at that one. Okay, when the model was presented at the UN, yeah, you can bet it's already been presented. Oh yes, this is a bombshell here.
Yeah.
Okay, when the model was presented at the UN, ... and that's probably what they call a process in the law. They're redacting, they're taking out incriminating things. Suggestion made by Bullion. Sooner or later, the quartet or any other international organization will have to work out a new proposal roadmap. Before that, our proposal should be introduced and made known by them. Bridge access through Turja R. Larson. Now, here's one way I get information. Everybody, Google Turja Larson, put her name in, or his name, whichever, and with quotes around it, and you'll probably come up with a whole bunch of fascinating things before they have a chance to erase it.
Work on that over the weekend.
Yes.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
TheMicroEffectLive.com.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
You have 1,200 messages.
It is a bit above average.
Your connection for information on hosts, advertising, promotions, sponsorships, and much more. www.TheMicroEffectLive.com.
I want the truth!
TheMicroEffectLive.com.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
www.TheMicroEffectLive.com.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Hoo-ah!
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level
down since the 1960s, but really dates back to ancient times, to the ideas of Plato, to the ideas of Niccolo Machiavelli, and certainly in modern times to those of Professor Leo Strauss and contemporary philosopher, neocon philosopher, Michael Ledeen. But basically, if you go back to Plato really believed that men were incapable of ruling themselves. Democracy always degenerated into despotism, which is absolutely right. And so he basically felt that what you needed was a philosopher king. What you needed was an all-powerful government to rule the masses. Now, that is the basic theme of what Plato wrote in the Republic, that and he gives all the rationale why we need this authoritarian ruler to control us. What most people don't understand is that Plato was deeply involved in the occult. And he had, of course, a very, very few students he told the real truth to, and the vast majority of the students, why, he just gave them the common old line, the things that most people would get reading the Republic. But if you understand, what he is really telling you is that there's another dimension, there's a spiritual dimension, and you can tap into that, and there's great wealth and power and influence that will come from that, then, of course, things begin to make a lot more sense. And this is really the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years by the mystery religions. There is always an exoteric explanation and an esoteric. The exo, exoteric was for the common people, like you and me. The esoteric was for the elite, this small group of people who would be told how they could simply get ahead in the world. I mean, by simply turning their spirit over to the dark side, then they would be able to have great prosperity. But the average individual never really understood that, and so there was only a very, very few people who were really allowed to access this other dimension. Most people didn't even know it existed. I mean, you and I live in a materialistic world, but there is a spirit world out there, and some people actually contact that. People talk about the Stargate by which they're able to pierce the other dimension. Give it, call it what name you will. Whether people are able to actually be commune with the other dimension, well, I'm sure they are. This is what the fortune tellers do, the real ones. This is what the astrologers, this is what the mediums do. This is what the diviners do. They tap into the other dimension and receive knowledge and power and all sorts of benefits. But, of course, it's a terrible, terrible price as far as eternity is concerned. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. So if our guest isn't here, give us a call as soon as we get back here at Genesis.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're seeing a lot of strange weather. We're seeing tornadoes and hurricanes, and lots of tornadoes and hurricanes, far more than we've had before. We're seeing all sorts of earthquakes. We're seeing all sorts of natural disasters, and most people simply shrug their shoulders and say, well, they're acts of God. And they may be acts of God, or they may be acts of government. And, of course, the question is, which one are they? Well, of course, the government has everything secret. We can't let Osama bin Laden know what we're up to. And so all of the activities in the way of weather modification of our government are noted to be top secret. And, of course, if you work for the government, while you endanger your life, you could be sent to prison for ever letting the American people know of some of the macabre things that are going on. Well, with us today is our good friend Bob Fletcher, and he's put together a great DVD on weather modification, and we have other material. We have a book on weather warfare and a four-tape set on the subject, but Bob is certainly one of the most knowledgeable people in the country because he's been tracking this down for years. Did you know there's a United Nations Treaty on Weather Modification? Do you know that there are certainly efforts to establish a government committees to monitor weather modification? Well, of course you don't know that because the media is controlled, but, well, enough. Well, let's hear what Bob Fletcher has to say. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, why don't you pick up the story and tell us what you uncovered, because you really researched this very well in years past.
Well, it was quite a while back now when we first came across it, and I had had several people had contacted me at different times and places and had told me that, asked me if I was aware that there were these top secret operations to control the weather. And of course, this was literally back in 1994. And, when I first started to hear this, and I got it from a lot of different people, a lot of directions. And of course, my reaction was the same as everyone else to start out with. You know, and that was, I thought, now wait a minute now, you know, you're getting carried away in the conspiracy kind of a thing, that's kind of overdoing it when you get talking about direct control and manipulation of the weather. So but I got it from so many directions, and then one person finally did tell me and said, like you said a moment ago, he asked me, was I aware that there actually was a treaty that had been signed on weather control at the United Nations. And again, like everyone, I didn't know anything about it. And I was at that time actually doing investigations for Senate and congressional persons and things out of Washington. And I thought I knew a lot, and I thought we had heard about everything. And so I contacted the United Nations and was very much just out in front. I told them I was doing a report on the behalf of one of the congressional offices. And I asked about the United Nations Treaty. And she first looked it up and she said, I don't find anything on that. And so I asked her, I said, this is the lady at the UN. I said, well, check your other computer banks. Maybe it's something that's not commonly in your regular system. And the truth being known, I did not know what I was talking about. I actually was kind of just took a shot in the dark, like they say, and was making a guess on that. And sure enough, she said, oh, okay. And about 2 days later, she called me back, and she said, Mr. Fletcher, excuse me, I found what you were looking for. And she says, I can send you a copy of the entire treaty if you would like me to, and I will send also a legal certification. Well, I was amazed that she did send it. We got a copy of the entire thing. And believe it or not, it went back, Stan, to 1977 was the actual, 78 and 77 were the actual signing and certification of this actual treaty.
And I think it's really so interesting, Bob, that they don't want the American people to know so that they don't have it in the regular files. You could only get this, of course, and you were just so fortunate that you took a stab and said, hey, try the other computer, and there it was. But the last thing that the elite want is for the American people to know that that they can control the weather. In fact, I've told this story before, but certainly back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski had written a book called Between Two Ages, and if you don't think that they're suppressing that book, you go up on Amazon, try to buy a copy for less than $100, and I think you'll be very, very surprised how much these copies cost. But there, certainly in the footnotes at the bottom of page between 55 and 65, he talked about how in the future we were going to be able to create storms and droughts and create new diseases to disable the enemy. Well, of course, you know, that was 1970. Here we are 38 years later, and you can be sure that the information is there, that they have the techniques. In fact, in the late 1970s, they were already signing a United Nations treaty, agreeing that none of the major countries would actually use this weather warfare against the others. And yet the average person doesn't even know they have them. That doesn't mean it won't be used in our country by our own government to pursue their goals, but supposedly we're not going to use it on the Russians, supposedly. Pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, and so anyhow, that was all I needed. I mean, I was really overwhelmed when I got into it because, quite simply, even the introduction to the treaty itself, it just clearly says that now that we have the ability to create earthquakes and tidal waves and make changes in the weather patterns and other environmental manipulation, now is the time to sign the treaty. And again, like I say, this was in 1977 and 78, so as you say, it was that many years ago that they actually stated that we are already doing it, et cetera. So I started looking into it. And I discovered some of the most interesting facts, I guess. One thing was I found out that there was, when people were going, or organizations or governmental operations, when they were going to take place and try some of these new methods of altering the weather, back as far as in the 80s, they actually had a specific report. It was called the Report on Weather Modification Activities. And you actually had to fill the report in and get an approval at the, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was actually the Department of Commerce at that time. It's kind of interesting. But they had actually had reports that were all pre-printed and all, and you actually had to file those and sort of like an application and describe what was going to be done, when you were going to do it, where you were going to do it, and what type of operations was going to take place. Now, what I discovered also is that we were not dealing any longer, or the big, let's say the main thrust of the activity at that time was starting to be electronics, as opposed to what we call the old seeding the clouds, where they would go up with a variety of chemicals and aluminums and what have you, and they would seed the clouds that theoretically would attract moisture and develop in an area and then become heavy enough to drop the moisture from clouds down as rain. And of course that goes back way back. They've been doing that since I don't know, that really goes back to the 40s. But the big deal became electronics and manipulation of the ionosphere by superheating the atmosphere and the ionosphere and superheating special areas of the water where hurricanes and storms of that sort develop under natural processes. And what they were able to do is not only start them and create storms, but they were also able to expand, of course, a storm that might already be started by nature, and they could double it and triple it in a very short period of time using this variety of actually is what they refer to as plasma beams, which is a ray gun type of a unit, and very similar to the microwave, the use of microwaves that we use to heat a cup of water. As you know, you can put in about 15, 20 seconds, you can turn a cold glass of water into a boiling cup in your microwave, and it's the same type of an operation that they've put up to where they have triangulation set up using satellites, aircraft, ground bases, I would imagine they're putting them on ships. Not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure that they would be using ships in the oceans as well. And they can triangulate and shoot an area, a designated place, with elevation, height, latitudes and longitudes, and zero in and create storms, a nucleus for a storm.
Oh, now, is that HARP you're talking about, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project?
Right. The name that it's one part of it is of course the harp that had been written about and a few other things, particularly after I had actually testified in 1995 before the Senate Intelligence Committee on a variety of they were questioning us on a variety of different things that we had discovered, and one of them that they thought was real funny was, of course, the weather control. They tried to mock it, make it sound like it was really silly that I would even imagine that we could, and we were actually in the middle of this. And, of course, I already had reams of material, so when that came out on the floor of the Senate, I responded very quickly by telling them about the materials we had. And, of course, at that point, their ridicule and questioning vanished real quick. But to get back to it, yes, the harp is a very important part of it. They call it the High Altitude Aurora Research Project. That genuinely is, of course, a front, if you will. They may be using some, maybe actually doing some legitimate aurora research, but it kind of fits together anyhow. This is, atmospheric electronics is what they're talking about. But the HARP project that most people are aware of up in Alaska is over 40 or 60 acres of antenna and electronic transmitting equipment.
Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Genesis with our good friend Bob Fletcher.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, Why don't you call David Lemur and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemur at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Fletcher, and Bob is talking about weather modification. And certainly they have a number of techniques of doing this. One is the HARP project, by which they can heat the ionosphere. They can actually change the direction of the jet stream. Would you agree with that, Bob, that they can change the direction if they want
to? Yes, they certainly can. And, of course, they've started this way back in the, like in the 1990s sometime. By this point in time, their experiments have gotten to be pretty successful. And what has happened, as a matter of fact, that a few years back, they took the general operation of that project up there, which was originally the Phillips Laboratories, in conjunction with the Hanscom Air Force Base and the Air Force itself. They've taken all of the everything that's under what you would really call weather manipulation or control. They put it under the Air Force and now have classified most of it as secret or top secret. So they finally reached that point, as they do with all these projects, that they're reaching enough success that they've turned it into classified operations. So things are even tighter now than they were even 5 or 10 years ago, as far as trying to get information. And what also took place was running simultaneously. We were cooperatively working at some of our own top secret scientific locations with the Russians for some 10 or 15 years on this weather modification. And the Russians created their own company called ELATE, E-L-A-T-E, pronounced a latte. And that company was, of course, since it was Russia, it was a state-owned operation, so it's a state company. But they actually were advertising a few years back that they could, for X amount of rubles or dollars, they could actually create rain over a given 200-mile square mile location, for example, for farmers and industrial and agricultural reasons. If you wanted it to be raining at a given time for a certain amount of time, that they claim that they could actually, at their command, create these storms. And their utilization mostly was satellites. And, of course, we also using satellites as well. And, of course, as we know, we had discussed it once before a few times, was that in terms of verification of some of these things, which is always important so that we're not just talking about rumors or something, that a few years back, of course, when the when Malaysia was having the smoke difficulties from these forest fires, and it was so bad on the streets that people were actually dying, so they actually paid money and contracted with the Russians to use their satellite program that they had already created to create storms, cyclones, to blow the smoke away in a given area. And that was, of course, in an actual release by the Wall Street Journal. And that was in 97, back in 1997, November the 13th, they had the press release in reference to hiring the Malaysians, Malaysia's hiring the Russians to create cyclones of various sizes to blow the smoke away. So, and you could say on one hand, of course, that that would be a good use, a good application of weather control.
Well, but
if a person, I was going to say, if a person or a country decided to totally destroy another country's means of growing food and wanted to destroy other things, you certainly, if you could send an earthquake or tornadoes or cyclones into a given area, you certainly could totally wipe out a country without ever declaring war.
Well, now, don't we actually know that here in the United States they actually use these techniques, for instance, over the Rockies to increase the snowpack? In other words, you precipitate the moisture out of the air there for the snow. And then, of course, so there'll be more water that melt and the runoff to come to some of the cities on the West Coast. Isn't this pretty well a standard procedure? But doesn't that interrupt the, you know, the situation in the Midwest and certainly in much of our farming area? If you steal the water from the people in the farming areas, what happens to them?
Yeah, and that's an important point. As a matter of fact, there's pretty much in nature, there's pretty much a continuing balance of humidity or lack of humidity over different parts of actually the whole globe, and the amount of humidity flowing way up at that in the level of the ionosphere and up in our atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, what you have is, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but I remember it was mind-boggling because the quote was that you have as much humidity flowing.
Hold
in
that thought. We'll be back. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess as Bob Fletcher, we're talking about weather modifications. They actually can change the weather today. They can create tornadoes. They can create earthquakes. They can create all sorts of, we would call, natural disasters, but they're really not natural. And you have to ask yourself why there's so many tornadoes, more than we've ever had before, and why this information is being kept secret from the American people. Well, before we go on, Bob, I want you to get your website out there and tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, if folks would like, we actually have six different reports that are on DVD or VHS at this time that we've done, and we have one specific one on weather control, and we do have another one on called the Weapons of Mass Control, which are a whole variety of the top secret weapons they've been working on for a long time. It just does some, and of course some of the weather control fits into that. But if you're interested in any of these at all, you can drop me a regular note, you can drop me a note directly with old, what they call snail mail, to Bob Fletcher at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And if you would like to send me an email and ask me to send out a list of what we've got available, you can do so at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news with a little at insignia, bobfletcher.info. And that's the email, and we'll be respond to you right away and send you a little list of what's available.
Now, is that UN treaty available?
I show it on. I tell you, we used to, but it became too much for us actually to send the printed to the full printed version out. It is available in terms of the weather control. A DVD shows it very clearly. Several of the primary pages of it and explains it pretty well on that. So you can. If you would just ask for the weather control DVD, it will have the information and shows the treaty itself.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, on one of yours, and I think that is one of the weapons of mass control. You actually have an interview with one of the pilots, one of the commanders, one of these planes that's doing this.
Right. That is one of several things that's really interesting. If people are interested in the use of the electronics of lasers and microwaves and all that the military is using, which of course is variations of that, is what they use for the weather control. And I believe what you're referring to is the actual commando solo flight that we had the footage on, and that is the electronic application that actually can change people's minds and alter their attitudes and their thinking processes from an aircraft. And of course this is great, because this is the kind of thing that people, if you talk to somebody about this, they say, oh boy, you're really getting crazy, you know, you're going way out on a limb, you're talking about Space Ranger stuff, right? And what we actually have is the commander himself on board the aircraft showing how it works, carrying out the procedure, and actually describing how they used it in the Iraqi war, flying over certain areas with this mind control electronic equipment. So it's really something that people are interested in. This, it is really great, because you can show this to your friends and relatives that thought you were crazy yesterday when you talked about it. You can show it to them on actually the footage live on board the aircraft.
And of course, your friends are afraid, you think you're crazy today, and before long they're going to be afraid you're not. Because when you realize the enormity of what we're talking about, the ability to create earthquakes, and we're seeing terrible earthquakes, the ability to create cyclones and hurricanes, and we just saw what happened, of course, over in Burma. We saw what's happened recently in China. Were these created or not? We don't know. You remember the tsunami in December of 2005 killed over 200,000 people there.
Well, that's where they're going to end up with that one in the little country over there in Burma.
Right.
It's going to end up, the figures there are going to be, we'll never even have actual figures, but they're going to be astronomical. And if I'm not mistaken, Yesterday, we had 75 tornadoes in the United States.
And never anything like this before. We have to ask ourselves, why?
And in several places that have not usually don't have them. You know, areas that are just totally uncommon. Downtown Atlanta is one place, you know, where they actually, after a problem they had a little while back, they set up sirens like the old... the warning sirens for the defense back during when we were worried about being bombed. They have warning signals, sirens now in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, for hurricanes and tornadoes, things of that sort, that are expected to be serious enough that they actually put out the you know, sirens all over the place. The tornadoes that have taken place are now in and sitting down in areas in the middle of the country where we've never had them before. Just yesterday, they had two or three entire little towns that were pretty well wiped out. I mean, I was looking at some of the updated videos on that just an hour ago, and it was pretty amazing.
So, well, frightening to think that they would do this, but of course, why would they develop it if they weren't going to use it? And of course, there really are people in government who have a different worldview. They believe there are too many people out there. A lot of them ought to be killed off. When you read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day, and anybody who doubts that will be glad to send you copies of the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991. We'll send it to you free of charge. Where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as making that statement, but of course be totally controlled by the media, they would never want you to know that there really are people there who have a different worldview. Well, certainly, Bob, now, of course, what was this about, a committee that Kay Bailey Hutchinson was trying to set up in the Senate?
Well, yes, in the Senate and the Congress. Actually, it was initiated in 2005. Then they carried it over to 2006 and then last year. And I'm not positive if a version of it has been slipped in someplace or not, or if they're still juggling it around a little bit. But basically it is a weather control and modification committee or a commission. And this would be a seated, I believe it was 12 or 13 persons would be on board. They would be in charge, for the most part, as one thing would be liaisons for the media to feed out whatever information they would want to feed out. But it would also unify and bring together any and all of the variety of weather-modifying and weather-creating experiments and operations. Now, what has happened with that is that they've reached a point where, first off, there's a lot of people snooping into it, and secondly, they've actually reached a success point to where it's going to be an expanded, ongoing operation of the United States government. And so they're creating an actual Senate and congressional committee to oversee it. Now, they had difficulties, like I say, originally, so it wasn't signed the first year that it was put together. But it will be, if it's not, it will be put together. The big stink was, as a matter of fact, the thing that slowed it down was part of it was the agreement of all the states, every governorship of every state of the United States had to sign on that said that they would fully cooperate with whatever mandates came out of this committee relative to weather modification. And they had to totally go along with all of the mandates, or they would start having certain monies coming into the states would, in fact, be withheld. In other words, they were blackmailing the state governorships to being obligated to sign on and to agree ahead of time some unknown thing. I mean, they don't know what they're talking about, but to agree ahead of time that they would totally cooperate and do whatever was mandated by this committee relating to weather modification. So, of course, when they did that, that slowed it down for whatever that's worth. But they will, as in all types of this type of legislation, they will get it in. They will probably slide it in on the back of some other thing. And, of course, they do that, you know, ridiculous stuff like putting it in on the back of a school bus legislation or something like that. And You know, they do that, which always upsets me. You know, they people, the senators and congressmen sign on sometimes thinking that they're signing on a milk and agricultural project and find out that they've added some weapons development in the middle of it. But they will get that passed. If it's not passed as we speak today, it will get signed and put into legislation. Are you with us, Dan?
Yeah, the you know, they've had a terrible drought over in Australia for a number of years. There's impeded the wheat crop, the rice crop over there. You would think that they could actually create the rain and solve the problem for the Australians, well, wouldn't
you? They could really. It could be used to really be a good beneficial thing. And it's like, unfortunately, I guess, everything like atomic bombs, and we now have, atomic energy and other things that potentially came out of that fall on the positive category. But, for some reason, you know, they end up doing 80% study or expansion of the use as a weapon and 20% to the betterment of mankind. Like we were mentioning, what I was talking about before the half-hour break there, is that there's a given amount of water in the atmosphere flowing, and it's a tremendous amount. It's like the equivalent of the Amazon River when I was looking at the cubic footage of humidity around the globe. So if it drops on one side of the globe and then picks up and later on it becomes evaporated and goes back up into the clouds and then it'll be dropped down again in another part. But if you block it off or alter that upper atmosphere flow, like we were talking about earlier, if you do that, then you actually can, in fact, starve. You can turn a drought from a two-year or a half-a-year problem into a five-year problem by changing the direction, altering or dropping, causing the humidity to fall as rain in an unusual area to unusual amounts. And it's not, you know, water, like I say, there's a given amount up there and there's an awful lot of it. But if you start controlling it and changing its direction, then you change all and modify all of the normal weather patterns. And that is something that they've actually been able to do in varying extents, varying degrees since the 60s.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that this weather control technology is well developed, it's well known. Is it being used today? Well, they're not doing it using it for harmful purposes, then why are they keeping it secret? Oh, well, we don't want the Russians to know about it. But we've been working with the Russians for years, haven't we?
Right. On this one particularly, it was very readily available was the information that we worked with the Russians right at two or three of our own biggest and top secret locations. As a matter of fact, that was really surprising because for the most part it was during what we called the Cold War when we theoretically were trying to be so cautious. We cooperatively at the scientific level were working on an ongoing basis on this. And again, I always like to mention this when we talk about the sciences as it relates to the ultrasonics, which is what we're talking about. But when I discovered that the very serious laboratory expansion of successes in this area was way back in 1948, when on the one hand we had some of the radical political personalities talking about weather control and saying that they needed to control weather to put us into the world government. At that time, way back in the 40s, they actually had achieved in the laboratory the ability to levitate with sound, just with sound waves, levitate solid mass, floating steel marbles in the air in a laboratory configuration with just shooting it literally with high frequencies, and also creating rain, taking fog and converting it into rain. And of course at the same time they were developing microwaves, the ability to like I say very instantly boil liquids. And also, they started developing, which was kind of nasty, but they started developing with laboratory rats the ability to bombard rats with this ultra-high frequency sound impulses and actually burn their ears off and deteriorate their flesh with this ultrasonic weapon back in 1948, and it was at such a frequency that the rats did not even hear it, and it would actually be destroying their flesh. And of course, all of these things, anytime they start doing this stuff, right away the Defense Department grabs what they want, classifies it as secret, and then expands it into a weapon. And I might add, we had some extraordinary footage, which is in the DVD of our exotic weapons DVD report that we have. Amazing footage out of, I guess it was Panama, when we invaded and grabbed up Noriega, that they actually shot and experimented on some public and some of the military down there. They experimented with some of these weapons and actually melted a few human beings, using that term is the best way to do it, actually shot them with some of these ultrasound weapons and actually melted people down to where their friends and neighbors came out and they found some of their neighbors in what looked like jello and was actually a human being.
Well, of course, we use a lot of our wars, a lot of our conflicts, to experiment on the enemy or to experiment on our own soldiers, but they can't let the American people know that because we're supposed to be above that sort of thing.
Yes, there was an amazing expose that was done after that invasion where we grabbed up Noriega, and again, it was a combination. Primarily, it was this little experimental platform for some of these weapons. They even used the stealth bomber down there, on the invasion of Panama. And I think it was called the Panama Invasion. I think that's what it was called. And I should get more information on it. I had seen it in its complete finished form. The video actually shows that we had killed as many as 4,500 civilians and buried 2,000 of them at one of our military bases.
Well, that's all. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I want to point out we do carry Bob Fletcher's DVDs. We have this one on weather modification. Weather control is a weapon is the title of it. Weather control is a weapon. Now, of course, we have a book called Weather Warfare by our good friend Jerry E. Smith, and we have his book on HAARP, the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy. That's Weather Warfare and HAARP, the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy. We have certainly a four-tape set on weather control, two four-tape sets on chemtrails, and one four-tape set on HAARP, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project. You need to have this information. You need to know that they can control the weather. They have the ability to control the weather, and I personally believe that they're doing it today. Else, why would they be so secret about what they're doing? We carry Bob's other DVDs as well. We have one on certainly exotic weapons of mass control. That's actually in two DVDs, excellent footage. Then we have his one on the JFK murder. We have the government secrets and UFOs. That's government secret UFOs, probably one of the best UFOs you've ever seen. I disagree with Bob. He thinks that they really are aliens, and I think they're demonic beings, but it doesn't really matter. What the important thing is that the UFO phenomenon is real. It is not imaginary. And finally, we have Bob Fletcher's DVD, Invasion and Betrayal. So we recommend all of these, his exotic weapons of mass control, the JFK murder, government secrecy and UFOs, Invasion and Betrayal, Weather Control as a Weapon. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And you can just give Mary a call, and then you can get the book, which is excellent. We carry the other book on HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, and then a four-tape set on HAARP, a four-tape set on weather control, and two four-tape sets on chemtrails. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out across America. The American people have to understand what they're doing. We're dealing with evil people who really want to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you get any of our other items, you can just ask for it. It's available for $1.50 by itself, plus shipping. But why don't you get along with some of the other items we have? Certainly you need to hear my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, my talk on the planned population reduction. We have a great new DVD with Dr. Garth Nicholson, certainly one of the world's eminent scientists, talking about new diseases. Actually, I think the title is Terrible New Diseases. And these are the intracellular infections that now cause the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia and the Lyme disease and so many neurological problems. That's Terrible New Diseases, and that talk given by Dr. Garth Nicholson at our last conference, and we have all of his slides incorporated there. You, after watching that, you'll know more than most professors do about these chronic diseases. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue, but we certainly think this new DVD is a very, very important addition to our armamentarium. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. www.radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day. Of course, a lot of that is repeats, but you can get certainly our programs archived 3 hours a day. You can get them MP3 3 hours a day. And we do hope, of course, that you get this information and help us disseminate it. You can pull down our newsletters, whatever the subject might be. Certainly our newsletters on oil, you can pull those down, copy them, and hand them out in front of grocery stores. Hand them out in front of, in front of the local mall. Give them to your friends. It's up to you to get the information out. I can't do more than 5 hours of talk radio a day, but with your help, and believe me, people all across the country are handing out the news.